Half a century ago, the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers met in the deciding game of a three-game playoff series. Bottom of the ninth, Dodgers up 4-2 at the old Polo Grounds. Two men on base, Bobby Thompson of the Giants at bat, Ralph Branca on the mound for the Dodgers, Russ Hodges in the radio booth.
Branca throws. There's a long pass. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants run the pennant. 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 Bobby Thompson hits into the lower deck of the left field stand. The Giants run the pennant. And they're going crazy. They're going crazy.
It's been acclaimed as the shot heard round the world. The U.S. Postal Service is issuing a stamp this year to commemorate what's been called the most stunning moment in baseball history. But the Journal's Joshua Harris Prager's interviewed the 21 surviving players who were there that day and confirmed what's long been rumored. Bobby Thompson knew that Ralph Branca was going to throw him a fastball. Giants manager Leo DeRocher had smuggled a coach with a telescope into the clubhouse overlooking center field, who saw the catcher's sign and pressed a buzzer that sizzled in the dugout to tell DeRocher what was coming. The manager would then have another coach signal the Giants batter. So was baseball's miraculous ending merely an insolent theft? Bobby Thompson, who's become Ralph Branca's friend over years of appearing together at sports charity events, told the Journal, "I've never discussed sign-stealing with Ralph. I guess I've been a jerk that way. Maybe I felt too sensitive. Embarrassed, maybe." He adds, "I was always proud of that swing." Ralph Branca says he was told about the sign-stealing by an ex-Giant in 1954. "But I made a decision not to speak about it," he says. "I didn't want it to look like I was crying over spilled milk." Mr. Branca points out that his Dodgers squandered a 13.5-game lead in the National League on their own, while the Giants won 37 games over the same time, most on the road, out of the reach of Leo's buzzer. And he appreciates how difficult it was for Mr. Thompson to hit a home run under pressure, even if he knew what pitch was coming his way. At home run hitting contests, he says, they know what's coming, and they'll still pop it up. So Bobby Thompson has spent half a century being vaguely embarrassed about the most glorious moment of his career, while the so-called loser Ralph Branca has been able to be gracious, unembarrassed, and proud. Life doesn't always balance out, but baseball can.
You cheating heart.